What's happening, my fellow socially conscious beer geeks out there?
A lot.
Are we really socially conscious?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We don't just drink beer. We do pay attention occasionally.
We're going to be socially conscious on this one.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, socially conscious on beer issues.
Yes.
So, this is Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is your co-host, Steven.
This is your other co-host, Chris.
I think, you know what? I think we've put you through the ringer enough times.
I think.
What do you think, Brad? You think he's a co-host now?
I think he's a co-host. Well, I think
I just like to keep it fresh.
Well, this show's proving that once again, three's not a crowd.
No.
With all that being said, now go back to your corner.
It's a tricycle.
We've already established there are no corners at a circle table.
Yeah, exactly.
So we do have a fun episode today that's basically guaranteed to incite some emotion out of all of you. We're not going to focus.
If the last
much.
One didn't,
yeah. Right. I know, right?
It probably elicited more emotion out of you guys.
But we've got a few beers here that we're just drinking for fun. We're not going to spend too much time reviewing them. Actually, we're probably going to spend zero time reviewing them. Yeah. We might
at some point give them their honorable mention.
What we're drinking.
We've reviewed one before, so if you haven't been listening, go back and find it.
Yeah, it's trust me, not the focal point of what we're doing today. Yeah. Today's episode is called Sound Off, and what's fun about that is it's going to give us a chance to completely sound off, uncensored, unscripted, and you guys get to know our viewpoints a little bit more as people and how we view the beer world.
Or the world in general.
Yeah. Well, both. We do have three issues today, and when each issue starts, we're going to have 3 minutes on the clock to sound off as beer geeks, and you guys get to hear our commentary on each issue. All three events are beer-related, excuse me. And like I said, what more fun can you have than being unscripted and uncensored? So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of doing so, we're drinking Blue Moon Tongue Tied and the brewery's Humanless Wet Simcoe. So good sessionable beers ready to go. Our first issue is this. Deep Ellum Brewing was recently under fire for their Dallas Pale Ale can. It features the slogan, "Goes Down Easy." The can features a doll with a blonde wig, and it says, "Goes Down Easy." Obviously, you guys get the oral sex innuendo.
Honestly, at first I didn't, because "Goes Down Easy" is such a universal term already without there being any oral sex connotation.
My first thought was, yeah, beer goes down easy. Yeah. I mean, that's and then you said, wait, there's a doll on the label?
On the can, there's a doll with a blonde wig.
I've never gotten oral sex from a doll.
Yeah, is there like a thought bubble from her mouth saying, like, "I go down easy"? Like, is she, like, you know, giving the O face?
No, it's just a general doll.
And who's suing these people?
Well, it's not. No. They're not being sued. They're just under. There's a lot of public outcry. They're from Texas. Mm. They're being accused of promoting rape culture and sexist insensitivity.
Oh man, to all those people that are actually believe that.
All right, we still haven't officially started our 3 minute clock, so go ahead and hold your emotion for just a little while I give our listeners a little bit of background.
I hate people.
All right. Well, they are they're being accused of promoting rape culture and sexist insensitivity.
Okay.
They're also being told that they need to use sexual innuendos to sell a product and that they can't do that without promoting that. So the question is, did Deep Ellum Brewing cross the line with the slogan? And 3 minutes on the clock goes now.
No, they did not, you freaking morons. All of you artards out there. Yeah, that, I said artard. That's a video game geek language. That's freaking you. Oh my god, that's so stupid. I got a personal message for anybody that's listening to this and you really feel that, inbox me. I would love to have a private conversation.
What's
with
your personal
your
email?
Mind.
Steven, there you go.
What's your personal email?
SISAAK at EXECCAPITAL.com.
I really genuinely hope. Yeah. Okay.
Is that your work email?
Yeah.
I use that for everything.
But to be fair, one of the things a lot of people are one of the things I do like about this story is that they didn't just run and hide and change the name. Mm-hmm. In an open letter, the owner of Deep Ellum Brewing addressed these issues. And first and foremost, he said, if you read too far into this and you honestly hear any sexual innuendo regarding oral sex and think rape, then shame on you.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Yeah.
Second of all, a lot of people say he's insensitive. This is a brewery that's also involved in a charity called – or the Cans for Cans charity or event that he does. And it's basically a food can drive to raise money and awareness for breast cancer. So
that – oh, those pricks. I can't believe it.
And then not only that, but he's also – he's going to be sporting, as he put it – and this is his words, not mine – a creeper stash during this month to promote awareness for prostate cancer. So this is an environment.
Well, that's part of we're in Movember already anyway, right?
What is
sporting
that?
A mustache is
sporting
is,
a mustache is to raise awareness for colon and prostate cancer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's already a thing. That's not him going off on his own.
Well, no, he's not starting that, but he's involving himself in it to show that
the fact that he called it a creeper stash might be a little bit.
Statistics have shown that men with mustaches can't be trusted. Maybe they're onto something. Maybe.
Yeah, but men that swear so a lot stupid. Can. So, yeah.
But okay, so back to the issue. Okay, so like I said, I do appreciate that he attacked this head on and he refused to change it. I respected that. We're running down in time. We've got about 37 mm-hmm. seconds left. So I think it's golden. Steve, just go off if you like. I'm sure you have something.
I seem to have a lot on this, so go.
You know what? This all comes down to what I hate universally, whether it be in craft beer or anything. This, to me, this is bigger than craft beer. I cannot stand political correctness. I can't stand politically correct assholes. That's what you are. I know that kind of sounds like an oxymoron. You're politically correct? No, you're just an asshole. That's what you are. That is the new modern definition of asshole for me. It's somebody that, oh, well, that might offend somebody. It's like, oh, anything can offend everybody. So that's what my big issue is, and that is why I'm so pissed at people.
We're out of time. Halfway through that sentence, we're out of time. But final closing thoughts. So the answer to the question is, did Deep Ellum Brewery cross the line with the slogan? My answer is no.
Steven, what's your answer?
I will have to respectfully say they did not cross a line.
Yeah, I don't think they crossed the line either. I mean, it's a freaking doll on the label. It's making a mountain out of a molehill, to use a well-used expression.
Yeah, I hope that all goes down easy for you.
Yeah, I support this brewery because of not only the slogan itself, but the way they handled it. So that's that.
I've never had a Deep Ellum brew, but I think I'm going to.
I want to get some Dallas Blonde now just because of that. So the next issue is recently the United States Postal Service announced a plan to overturn prohibition era legislation that would allow shipping of alcohol direct to consumers. This is also from breweries to consumers, from websites to consumers. Currently, you cannot legally ship through United States Postal Service alcohol, whether it be beer, wine, or spirits. This, as I said, is prohibition era legislation, which means it's old.
Mm-hmm. And what is is this a law preventing the Postal Service from doing it, or is it something the Postal Service has?
It's a law.
It's a self-enforced law.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So.
And obviously this move is an attempt to gain revenue because, as we can all imagine, the United States Postal Service is losing tons and tons and tons of money because of the electronic era that we currently find ourselves in.
Not to mention,
plus they're getting their ass beat by UPS and FedEx as well.
Yeah. And so this would bring what they estimate about an additional $225 million in revenue annually. And some notes here about just how much money they're losing, in case you didn't believe me. In 2012, the United States Postal Service lost $16 billion in revenue and twice defaulted on payments owed to the federal government to pre-fund retiree health care benefits totaling $11
billion. That's billion with a B, folks.
Yes. They also have exhausted their $15 billion line of credit from the U.S. Treasury. So this agency, the United States Postal Service, is losing tons of money. Something has to be done to rejuvenate this business.
Other than just laying off employees.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
That is, you know what?
Or shortening retirement funds. I'm sorry. This is a little personal for me. My father actually worked for the U.S. Postal Service for years, and he got screwed because he was like 5 months shy of his retirement, got screwed out of thousands and thousands of dollars worth of retirement funds. because of all these cutbacks and government bullshit. But,
well, then I hope the Postal Service does go down.
Well, they are. They are. Yeah. They're getting their ass handed to them already.
You know, that's my serious commentary on this. Is
okay, well, then let's, before we start the clock, I mean, there's a lot of emotion here, and I like that. So the question here, and we'll attack this with our three-minute clock, the question is, will the revenue earned from shipping alcohol be enough to save the United States Postal Service, or is this agency doomed? The clock starts. 3 minutes.
No. Money's not enough. They're doomed.
I second that. They are just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's they're holding on to string that's not even there.
Yeah. I think this is good, though, to relate this to beer. I do think it's good for smaller craft breweries because – United States Postal Service will offer a flat rate of shipping, whereas with FedEx and UPS, yeah, it's not really cost effective at this current level to be able to ship alcohol. I used to trade a lot more than I do, but I still do trade beer every now and then, and it's really expensive.
And while this is a good thing for beer drinkers around the country, I will not tip my hat off to the U.S. Postal Service just for the fact they're not doing it because they feel it's right, which it is. I mean, I don't think there should be a law against shipping alcohol at all. You could buy it anywhere.
Well, that's not true. One of the main reasons for shipping is, like Brad said, for trading purposes, where you can't get beer in your market, so you ship it across country. And there do need to be outlets for that, and I think FedEx and UPS are handling it well. United States Postal Service is trying to get in on this, well, but they're late to the party.
That's my point. They're not doing it because they agree with it. They're doing it because, oh, crap, we just kind of screwed ourselves and shot ourselves in the foot by denying us revenue that we could have been collecting all this time. Well, too bad for you.
Yeah, one thing that I think that we're missing here is it's not so much for trading purposes. Mm-hmm. I think what this will really help to relate this to a beer drinking issue is that now breweries will actually be able to sell their beer on their own website and ship it United States Postal Service direct to a consumer. So if I do want to get a beer that's not available in my market, I will be able to get it directly from the brewery. Now,
the only downfall from that is it's going to be a lot more expensive than if you lived in the local area because of shipping costs.
Mm-hmm. It could be because of shipping costs, but you take on those charges and you know that going into it. But the cool thing, too, is one of the things I think that we're going to see is whether or not craft breweries willingly would like to keep their beer out of everybody's hands to artificially inflate the ratings or hype behind those breweries.
You already have some breweries in mind, I know.
I'm sure they do. I absolutely do. I think there's breweries out there that will say, you know what, we're still not going to ship because we still want our beer to seem more special than it really is.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think this is a step in the right direction, but as to the question involved in this, I think it's too little too late for United States Postal Service. Yep. I think they're going down with email and online bill pay. There's very little need for United States Postal Service anymore. Yeah. So, I mean, they're probably one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to close down completely or they're going to switch to exclusively shipping packages like parcel service like UPS or FedEx. So that's my answer. We're winding down. If you guys want to make a final point, go for it.
There's not a lot much to add. Yeah. We've gone over a lot of it. But, yeah, they are. The only thing they're good for right now is shipping bulk mail and shit that you don't want to get in the mail anyway.
Yeah.
Like jury summons and we do need a registered mail service, though, because the courts will be fucked. Fudged if they don't have a registered service to go through, because if you get a letter and there isn't a proof of receipt for the letter like there is with the registered mail right now, then if you get summons to go to court and you can't prove that you actually got that summons, then
well, okay. And then our final issue is another what's the right way to say it? Another problem with a label. Somebody had an issue with another name or label. Slightly different.
Okay.
People gotta stop having issues with all these goddamn labels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Clown Shoes, a brewery that's no stranger to label controversy. We've actually featured some stories in the past.
Muffin
on
Top.
Our show. Yeah, Muffin Top, Lubrication, Brown Angel. I mean, some of these have.
Let me guess. All the fat asses had a problem with Muffin Top, right?
Probably. They were recently sued by Vampire Brands and TI Beverage over the Vampire Slayer name. Vampire Slayer obviously is their big stout.
Okay.
It's a smoked stout, I guess, whatever. I've had it. It's good stuff.
So what's the issue?
Their claim is that Clown Shoes Vampire Slayer unfairly competed with vampire brands and hurt their ability to sell vampire pale ale and cost them money. The company Vampire Brands makes a beer called Vampire Pale Ale. It's actually made in Belgium, so it's not made here. It's a pale ale, not a stout. So what Clown Shoes argued is that this beer should never or would never share shelf space with Vampire Pale Ale. They're two polar opposite styles. So Vampire Pale Ale came to market 6 months after Vampire Slayer, but Vampire Brands had already filed for the trademark before Clown Shoes.
And who makes Vampire?
Vampire Pale Ale?
Yeah.
Vampire Brand.
Vampire
they
brand.
Also make wine. They're mostly a winery.
All right,
but
guys,
they
well, I
beer.
Just want you to know that this is one person that will probably never buy your beer. That is real petty garbage.
Okay.
I can
save
understand.
That for when the 3 minutes
that's
starts.
Right.
I haven't started yet. I know that the emotions run right. high
Let's
during these, and I like that. One final thing to note that Vampire Brands and TI Beverage, that are people that are suing Clown Shoes, went right on ahead and skipped a phone call mm-hmm. or a cease and desist letter and went straight for a lawsuit. And most people are speculating that the reason they did that is because one of the partners in Vampire Brands is also the lawyer for them in this case, who's also a copyright and trademark lawyer. So that would explain the aggressive approach.
Oh, man.
So, well, and what ultimately came out of it was there was a settlement reached that Clown Shoes would be able to use the Vampire Slayer name. They still elected not to and came up with the awesome beer name Undead Party Crasher.
Oh, so, no, the label's even better.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the label, and the label is amazing.
We've already posted it on our Facebook. I'll post
it
again once this
Geek's,
episode is
Facebook.
Up. So the question here is, are Vampire Brands and TI Beverage justified in their lawsuit? The 3 minutes starts now.
They're obviously not, because they didn't follow through with it. They didn't have a leg to stand on, and they knew it.
It's okay, you know, like I said, it's petty. If they were two pale ales and one was vampire and one was Vampire Slayer, I can understand where you might be like, okay, they're trying to start some sort of rap feud, you know?
it's like an East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, they're trying to start some sort of feud with you. That, even then, you still kind of got to analyze. But this is, it's literally, oh, well, we come out with a beer called Vampire? Oh, yeah, anything that has vampire, even in the, if it has it in the description, I don't want it coming out. That's what that's saying.
It's not and like vampires aren't a hot ticket these day and age.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn on your TV and see at least like five or six shows that feature vampires.
Yeah,
on them.
Vampire.
It's not as hot as zombies right now, but they're still a hot ticket item. But yeah, I mean, it's a very general term.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like trying to copyright the term craft beer, which somebody in Germany did recently try to do, and they were stopped immediately. So just on a side note,
well,
we can continue.
Okay, Vampire Slayer is its own thing, though. I mean, there's the Van Helsing.
Yeah.
You know, you have it's its own market.
Right.
They aren't. It's oh my
yeah.
God.
They're insinuating
another
that you
thing,
had
yeah.
what there's Vampire Pale Ale and Clown Shoes makes Vampire Slayer, and that's they're arguing that. That was actually a knock on Vampire and something that was made to make Vampire Pale Ale look bad and the opposite. So
how? It's not in your style. Like,
okay,
if they made a better pale ale, then I can understand. I'd still be drinking it because it's a better pale ale, but
10-1, the people at Clown Shoes that name that beer have never even heard of Vampire Industries.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Vampire seems like they're a bunch of entitled assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would honestly agree. I mean, I get where they're coming from. They're saying
that
that's making it harder. Well, no, it's actually a U.S.-based company.
Oh, okay.
And, but the beer is made in Belgium, so it's not even close. It's a Belgian pale ale versus an imperial stout, and they're arguing that it makes it harder for them to sell their beer, and it unfairly competes with them. But that's the thing.
In a market where Clown Shoes isn't even sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In a market where Clown Shoes is not even sold, I've never seen Vampire Pale Ale on any shelf, let alone my local shelf. I've never even heard of it before this lawsuit. And what this screams to me is, hey, we need more attention because we're not getting it yet. So let's go after a brewery who's used to this kind of attack, and we'll get what we can out of it. And that's the way I see it. I think that's what's happening here.
And one thing is it's funny because you have a brewery called Vampire. It seems like it's as trendy as it can be. You're not
the label
you're not vampire
mouth
this
with like red lips
brewery.
And teeth. And
it's just vampire. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you definitely aren't writing off the fact that vampires are huge right now.
It's like a Twilight beer.
Yeah, well, first of all, I need to know, do you, side note, do you know when Vampire, like, is this a newer brewery?
Well, it's not a brewery. It's mostly a winery, but they branched off and made beer probably because they're trying to capitalize on craft beer. That's my guess. Time was up, so.
Oh, no.
Well, we've pretty much, I would say we've answered that one, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think they're justified. I think they're trying to capitalize.
Yeah, Vampire, you suck.
We're all in agreement. We're all in agreement on all of these, it seems.
Yeah, I would think so. We our passions and emotions are riding high, but that's how we feel about those. This was fun, and this episode actually seemed like it went, like, super fast.
Way too fast.
We're already 20 minutes into this whole episode, and I wouldn't have thought that. So, well, you know how we feel on these three issues. We're going to do more of these as these issues come up. We think it's a fun way for everybody to get to know us kind of as people, too, and how we feel about current events that happen in this business, because we do love this business so dearly, and we are passionate about it, and we're involved in it. So you know how we feel on the three issues, and that's how it feels. So.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, if you guys have differing opinions, let us know. We'd like to hear counterarguments. Yeah. We're more than happy to engage you on all different forms of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So for Beer Geek Radio, my name is Brad.
And this is your perturbed co-host, Steven.
And this is your official co-host, Chris.
Oh, raise your glass, sir.
All right, we'll see you guys next week for more Beer Geek Radio. Cheers.
Yep, sláinte.